And it's obvious that I have a lot of history of music and fun and relationships in this town. And this is one of them I didn't get to spend much time last year when, unfortunately, Glenn Frey passed away, a dear friend of mine. And we spent a lot of time together, and they were more influential in what I eventually became than people really know. So I just wanted to take a little time this year to show my appreciation to the Eagles, and particularly Glenn and his family. And in a way that only a few people could, because we wrote this next song together. We recorded it here, and Glenn came here to Nashville, and we recorded this song, but it was actually written, we were neighbors in Aspen, Colorado at the time, actually living next door to each other. And we both had people that took care of our house. We had property managers by then in our lives, and he had a good one, and mine was a little bit wild. And my property manager one time, we were on the road, and I just bought a nice hot sports car, and my property manager went out to town, and he took my big red Porsche and went to town, and he got some girls and rode around in the car, and he told them that he was me. And they had to have been really drunk, because he's like 6'2 and 230. But else, you know, some people will believe anything, but I guess. But anyway, they ran it into the creek in my house. So out of that event, the explanations were more than enough to forgive him and write a good song about. So this is the only thing Glenn and I ever wrote together, and so we're going to do it for you right now. It's called Gypsies in the Palace. All right. I think I got a few out there.
Yeah. You're my lord in a flatbed Ford. So down and take a look at me. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I got a rose, no sweet.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Don. Okay, that felt good. I love that song, yeah. It was kind of cool because when I went out, I opened the Hotel California tour for the Eagles, and it was, I don't know how I got that, but we had a great time doing it, and they would call us up, and like me, Jackson, and JD would be around there. They were just such gentlemen professionals, but for us trying to make it, to go up on stage with them to do that song brings back lots of memories, so. I'm a little hoarse too anyway, and so I'm gonna have some rum to all of them. Listen to the difference.